Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So over the past week or so, my 11-year-old son and I were watching the morning news, and they reported on Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's frozen moment during a press conference. And he said to me, didn't this happen already? Like, if he's not well, why does his family let him do this? And he's not wrong. And the very next night, I saw Bill O'Reilly address it on News Nation's Cuomo, where Bill appears every Thursday night. And he joins us tonight. How are you, my friend?
A good day. Thanks for having me in.
Absolutely. You know, Bill, a U.S. president can't be the leader of the free world for more than two consecutive or non-consecutive terms. Term limits all around are critical to fixing what's wrong in Washington, isn't it?
Yes, I believe that term limits are desperately needed in this country because the politicians have turned public service into an industry now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they want to stay there their whole life.
Yeah.
I don't think the founders wanted that vision. Mm-mm. But, you know, the problem is that it's a catch-22. The people who want to stay there forever will not vote for term limits. So yeah. The only way you turn this around is to get legislation signed by a president and say, for example, that senators can only serve two terms. That's 12 years. And Congress people, five terms. That's 10 years. But to get that passed would be extremely difficult.
Well, and this conversation is for both sides of the political sphere. You got Mitch McConnell, you got Dianne Feinstein, two greatest examples as aides and assistants are guiding them and telling them what to say and what to do. It's embarrassing.
It is. I mean, and the worst part about it is these people are elected to serve the people and they're not able to serve the people.
Right.
So
in
Biden's case, for example, it's an opinion. My opinion is that this man is not competent because of his age to do a good job as president. But that's just my opinion. His doctor will say he is. But when you see Dianne Feinstein, who doesn't even know where she is, and Mitch McConnell, who freezes up and can't speak for 30 seconds, then you know.
Right.
But that's not an opinion.
Right. Right.
But again, these people, power is everything to them, and they do not want to relinquish the power.
But why wouldn't they want to retire while on top of their game? You know, and I know 80-year-olds, and I do, that are high-functioning and doing very well, and I know some that aren't. So it's not necessarily all about age, but no one should be in power forever.
No, they shouldn't. I mean, that's what killed Rome, is that they never got these people out of there, even though they were incompetent and hurting the Roman Republic. But you ask the question, well, why would an 80-year-old want to hold on and not retire? Because the 80-year-old likes the perks of the job. It's as simple as that. They put themselves ahead of the good of the people.
Do you include the Supreme Court in creating term limits for the Supreme Court as well?
I would. You know, the problem is in the Constitution, it says lifetime appointments. So there you're getting into something that is much harder to legislate. You can't just pass a law that says, well, we don't like this in the Constitution. You'd have to go in and you get two-thirds of the states, and there's a big process. But, you know, I think it might be worthy to do that at age 80 or whatever. You got to retire. And I think most Americans would support that.
You mentioned a few minutes ago Killing Rome. Is that the new book coming out?
Killing the Witches.
Killing the Witches.
September 26th.
Get out of here.
It's
going to
be a big book. Yep. The Horror of Salem, Massachusetts. And the first part of the book is about the 20 people who were murdered in Salem. And then the rest of the book is about how those executions affect us today. This is a huge witch hunt today in America.
Yeah, it's very true.
So I think it's going to be a controversial book. Again, it comes out. Killing the Witches, September 26th.
Beautiful. As soon as I read it, I'll grab you and have you back on. What about like New York Congress? Like, okay, let me try that again. What about politicians who are simply unable to completely fulfill their responsibilities? I'm looking at Senator John Fetterman, can barely get a sentence out, and he had a stroke. He's suffering from debilitating depression. I'm not trying to be insensitive here, but in public appearances as a senator, He dresses like a bum. It's like he's on his way to an Eagles game. It's just not appropriate. And then you got New York Congressman George Santos has been charged with fraud, money laundering, and there's no real way to get them out of their seats.
Well, it's true. And in Fetterman's case, the people of Pennsylvania knew he was impaired, and they voted for him anyway.
Yeah.
So that's on them. Santos is toast. I mean, they could have charged him criminally, and the ethics committee could have slapped him. But they said, look, the guy's going to be out anyway, and he will be. It's only a 2-year gig. So they didn't even bother, you know, to take the time to boot him out. And that's my district, Dave.
Mm.
And I got to tell you, nobody knew this guy was a grifter.
Right.
Because when you run for Congress, there's so many of them. And then there's, you know, the primaries and all. And people don't, even me as a journalist, I mean, I'm dealing with Trump and Biden and these people. I'm not looking at George Santos. That's not an excuse. It's a reality. But Santos will be gone soon. Fetterman, you know, it would have to be an impeachment process against him in the Senate, and it would never work because they're not going to. They don't care. The Democrats and Republicans don't care how impaired someone is, as long as they're voting the party way.
Right. A quick pivot. I was reading your message of the day yesterday, and you said the U.S. attorney in Delaware, David Weiss, has announced new gun charges will be lodged against Hunter Biden weeks after an absurd plea deal engineered by Weiss and his corrupt boss, Attorney General Merrick Garland, was rejected by a federal judge. Any objective person following this fiasco understands that both Weiss and Garland are desperately trying to divert attention away from President Biden on the alleged bribery front, and Trump is facing a litany of charges. Why isn't the FBI investigating the tens of millions of dollars funneling to the Biden family? Like, any reasonable human being, any voter, I would think, would see the level of disparity here.
Because of Merrick Garland, the attorney general, is corrupt. He has to order Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, to do the investigation because Christopher Wray is a hack. Christopher Wray is not going to go against the powers that be in Washington. The powers that be are Democrats. So an honest attorney general would have said 4 years ago, hey, this is a fairly dicey situation here, but let's get the FBI involved and see really what it is. And we'll find out if there's any wrongdoing. No. So it's totally political, totally corrupt. It'll go down in history as one. Merrick Garland, he's up there, one of the worst attorney generals ever to serve in this country. I mean, this guy is just a corrupt guy, and everybody knows it. There's no two sides to that story.
Yeah.
Come on. The House has to investigate it when you have a Federal Bureau of Investigation sitting on their butts doing nothing. And this possibly could be a bribery situation against a vice president, Joe Biden at the time. And you're doing nothing to see what happened. It doesn't get worse than that, Dave.
It really doesn't. You've been doing this a long time. I mean, it just seems like such a fiasco going on in Washington. I know that's been something that's been surrounding Washington for decades. But right now, I feel like we're at just one of our worst points, most confusing points for an American voter.
Well, it's true because the people are disengaged from the government. And the press is, I hate to overuse the word corrupt, but they are. And they're not going to report the truth. It's all about ideology for the corporate media. But the people themselves are lost in their cell phones, creating their own cyberspace world. They're not paying attention. They don't get outraged by anything anymore. You know, 20 years ago, if you had this level of corruption in the Justice Department, the whole country would be outraged. I mean, the whole country was outraged over Watergate. That was longer than 20 years ago, but everybody was angry about it.
Right.
Now, Biden, come on. $20 million to the family?
Yeah.
To the Biden family, and you don't care? That's really stunning, but it's reality.
Bill O'Reilly and his no-spin news can be seen on social media and at BillO'Reilly.com. And you can see Bill on Cuomo every Thursday night on News Nation. Always a pleasure, Bill. Be well.
Okay, Dave. Thanks for having me. We'll talk about witches in a few weeks.
Sounds great. Thank you, sir. All right, top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next year on 720 WGN.